when you think about TikTok, you just don't think that it's a way that you're going to generate a significant amount of revenue. You know, I knew TikTok as the Baby Shark Challenge.
Welcome back to Business Talk, the TikTok marketing podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want real strategies to generate leads and sales directly from TikTok. I'm your host, Austin Armstrong, and I'll be interviewing real business owners from every industry that are leveraging TikTok to grow their business. If you want to get a head start on your TikTok growth, I have a free checklist for you in the show notes. Let's jump into it. Today's guest is someone that I have been deeply inspired by for years on TikTok. I am so happy to have on the show. It is none other than Kenya Kelly. Kenya is the CEO of If You Brand It, a marketing and consulting firm in San Diego, California, where she strategically helps business owners develop video marketing strategies. Kenya decided to learn about the TikTok platform as a way to market her business during the pandemic. In just 12 short months, Kenya has grown her account to just about 490,000 followers as of this recording, and has helped clients reach millions of followers as well. As a partner with the Kenya Kelly brand, you will surely reach Kenya's strong female audience of influencers and entrepreneurs. Kenya, thank you so much for joining me today. What an honor.
I'm so excited to be here.
The one and only. So, Kenya, for all of the listeners that maybe haven't come across your account before, maybe they've seen a couple of your videos, but they don't really know you, who is Kenya Kelly and who do you serve?
Yeah. So I serve female course creators. If you're a consultant, you have courses, that's who I usually serve with my content and in my business. But I am I always describe myself as like four people. One, I'm really like Oprah Winfrey. I'm very determined. Two, my personality is like Jim Carrey. You just never know what's going to happen on screen or off screen. I'm also like Billy Graham. Like, I'm a minister, so I want everybody to know Jesus, even that, you know, whatever. But I'm also like SpongeBob SquarePants. So at any point in time, you're like, what is happening? Why is she doing that? That's the SpongeBob Jim Carrey me coming out.
I love that. I love that. You have so much personality.
Thank you.
I gotta take it back here for a little bit. You know, I listened to your, I think the first episode that you were on the social media marketing podcast with Mike Salzner way back in the day, was so inspired by your growth and your journey. It's just so cool to watch your accounts grow and all of the funny ways that you teach as well, you know, leveraging the trends and whatnot. How long have you been on TikTok now?
Two and a half years.
And were you doing any sort of social media or video marketing before TikTok?
Yeah, for sure. So I had a branding consulting business. So I was doing consulting, brand design, and we were focused on Facebook and Instagram. We started on Periscope when that first came out. And then we just focused on Facebook and Instagram. And it wasn't until the start of the pandemic, because I'm somebody who prays for strategies. And so I was praying for a creative strategy, and I just heard TikTok. And I was like, that's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But I was just like, I think God knows a lot more than I do, so let me try this.
And what were those early days like for you on TikTok?
It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare because, like, first of all, you go to this platform and the first thing I saw was like Addison Rae and some of the other younger people dancing around in thong bikinis. And I was just like, I don't know what in the world's going on here. And then TikTok has a lot of buttons. And so when you come from Facebook and Instagram and you see all these buttons on TikTok, it's really overwhelming. Like, I'm 41 years old and I'm like, I like to think that I'm tech savvy, but I wasn't that tech savvy. And so there were days when I was just like, this is just not going to work for me. And I remember sitting down in my office and I said, literally out loud, TikTok is not going to get the best of me. I am going to work on this app and I'm going to do this. I'm going to give myself 6 months. And I was just taking one day at a time.
I love that. That's such a great just analogy for everything in life. I'm not going to let this down. I'm going to
No.
And so when you first got on TikTok, did you try and create videos immediately, or were you just sort of lurking for a while and watching and learning the cadence and what's working online?
So when I first got on TikTok, I didn't know what in the world was going on. So I was one, because I'm a content creator, I knew I was going to try to make some content. So I started dancing because I'm a really good dancer. I started doing like kitchen, any kind of hacks I saw on TikTok, I would recreate those videos. I was posting funny videos of my cats and they were going viral. I was trying all these different things until one funny video went viral. And I was like, and I gained like 10,000 followers from over a week. And then it clicked. Oh, this is a platform for my business.
Mm. And so when you had that mindset switch, did you then pivot all of your content towards just focusing on business, or do you still do a lot of the fun stuff, cat videos, dancing?
So I was doing both of them, all of them, because I was like, I would start teaching my business stuff and nobody would watch. I would get like 2 views, 6 views, maybe 15, and that was it. And so I had that battle back and forth of no one is interested in me. They only want to see my cats, or they only want to see me do a duet. And so I was going to make an account that was all about doing duets, because duets is what was, you know, getting the most traction. But I just kept saying like, no, if I'm going to invest my time and energy here, I've got to just stick and stay. I don't know where this could go with my business, but I've got to pivot and go just the direct direction of my business.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And now, you know, fast forward now, you've had the opportunity to work directly with TikTok, with ByteDance on a couple different campaigns, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm actually working with them right now. It hasn't been put out there yet, but we're actually in contract right now.
Can you tell me more about, maybe not the new one, if you're not allowed to talk about it, but you know,
yeah.
What has that process been like? What was that like for you?
So here's my thing. I'm going to go after everybody. No, like you're going to tell me no, but I'm still going to come for you in a beautiful way. And so because I was teaching TikTok for business, I said, TikTok needs to know that I exist and that they have to know I exist. And so I would start tagging them in things. I would start DMing them on Instagram. I was trying all the things and nobody was responding to me. And I said, I'm going to make noise, but I'm going to make such beautiful noise that they have no choice but to go, who is that? Right. And so I just kept creating content on Instagram and tagging TikTok, hashtag TikTok for business or whatever. And so they reached out to me last October and said, we've got a holiday campaign that we're going to launch, the first time ever doing it for TikTok for business. And we want you to be the face of the campaign. Of course, I almost passed out because I was just like, you know, like the brand you've been promoting or whatever reaches out to you is everything. Now, was it easy? No. I had never experienced a creative brief ever, but that extensive, that corporate, I was like, holy mother of Batman. I think I should have asked them for 3 times the amount of money because it was a lot of work. I mean, I shot those videos like so many times, but it was such a good process of, you know, working with TikTok.
Mm-hmm. And so in that campaign versus your regular content creation, do you shoot directly in the TikTok app, or are you recording on a camera or on your phone and then editing it and uploading it? Or what's your content creation process look like?
So typically I'm shooting my content in the TikTok app and editing there. Now, because as a marketer, I want to have short video content on all platforms, I'm understanding that when I shoot on TikTok and remove the watermark, that the metadata is still on the TikTok video. So I have so many moments of like, what do I do? What do I do? Because like, and I think it was like a couple of weeks ago, I started shooting my content in my camera roll, and then I would disperse it on shorts and reels and TikTok. And what I started experiencing on my own account was less views. And I went, this was on my camera roll. Why would that be an issue? And so for me and my personal account, I'm realizing I'm going to have to shoot all of my TikToks in TikTok, shoot my reels in reels, and it's extra work. But you know, and then like screen recording the video before posting it so I can use it on Shorts and Pinterest idea pins, but in the app.
That's fascinating. And you just taught me something there. Like I definitely understand the concept of the metadata in the video, but so your video views went down when you started using external videos and uploading them as opposed to recording right in the app. That's fascinating.
And even for me, for CapCut, I think TikTok owns CapCut, right?
Something like that. Yeah. I know there's some like, you know, there's that little link. Like if you post from CapCut to TikTok, it says, you know, it has the little buy CapCut thing on there. So
for sure. Yeah. And so like I was shooting in my camera roll, editing, like, you know, to put the captions on screen and all that and uploading, my views were like, boom. And I was like, oh, this is really interesting. Now, everybody isn't saying that, but I'm watching my own account say, hey, we don't like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to lean into what works for your account. You know, there's so many, you know, tips one way or the other, but
yeah,
I found a lot of it to be account wide too, because everything works differently for different people. You got to into what works best for you. So on a more broad level, how has TikTok changed your life, your confidence, your business?
Yeah. So I will say, like, I actually have a podcast that came out today that's called How TikTok Helped Me Heal and Expand My Brand. I spent a lot of years in corporate America. And so there's a way you're supposed to behave when you have a corporate job. It's just a, you know, whatever. And so when I started creating content on Instagram and Facebook, I was myself, but I can't say that I was my four personality self, you know, because there was a way that you behaved. And when I got onto the TikTok platform, TikTok, you know, I always call it that Facebook and Instagram used to want your 9-to-5 personality, like the one that's not going to get you caught in human resources. And TikTok actually wants your 501 personality. Who are you when you're not at work? And so when I started being more of that 501 personality, I watched how people were responding to me. I watched how when I was posting those TikTok videos to Facebook, how my audience responded. And then one of the days I looked at one of my videos and I couldn't stop laughing at myself. And I was just like looking at me going, who is that? And I'm like, it's me. But it was like, it's as if I didn't even recognize myself. And I was like, that is me. That's always been me. I've just been really, really muted. And so it has really just caused me to be even more of myself all day, every day, not just on TikTok, but in real life. It caused me to be, I mean, I've always been a person who loves everybody, but I think maybe I had like some people pleaser in me where I didn't want to do things that would kind of rock the boat. Cause like I'm a minister, you know? And so there's a way that you quote unquote supposed to behave as a minister, but I'm like, but I'm really a good dancer and I'm not doing anything bad. I am going to do this dance and have fun with it. And I'm going to post it in a place where my church friends can see it. And it just caused me to just be more of myself. And it unconsciously has given so many other people permission that I didn't know what it would.
That's so good. So good. It's just so important to lean into your true authentic self and not really, you know, care what anybody else's opinion is, right? Because your self-worth is so important. And I love that 501. That's so good. Your 501 self. I've never heard
it's
that.
It's true.
I love that. That's just so good. So to drill a little deeper into the business side of things. So what are all of the service offerings that you put out there and all the different ways that you're monetizing through TikTok?
Yeah. So I will say that one thing that surprised me is I became an accidental influencer on the TikTok platform. Like I had never had a brand reach out to me a day in my life. Mm-hmm. And as a result of creating content on TikTok, I am now an influencer where brands are constantly reaching out to me. And those that make sense, I actually work with. Like there's a commercial out there right now of QuickBooks, of me working with QuickBooks and all these things. So one has been brand opportunities. The second way we get paid is through speaking. And I was already speaking, but now I'm speaking even more, where people will pay me to either be at their live event, or a Zoom event, virtual event. But also companies will pay me to come and teach their teams, how to teach TikTok. We also have some self-paced courses where if you buy a course, I'm not actually in there live with you, but you're able to go at your own pace to learn how to use TikTok for your business. But then we have more of a group mastermind type of experience where someone gets the self-paced course, but they work with me every single week for 8 straight weeks from a group coaching standpoint. I don't currently do one-on-ones, but it's so in demand. People want it. So I'm slowly thinking about doing 1 to 2 calls a month for one-on-one, because one-on-one requires, when I think about doing one-on-one, if you're going to pay me this high amount of money, I want to do research on you. I want to have a plan for you, get on a call with you, and then do a follow-up thing with you. So that requires a lot of time in that. But in 2023, we are going to be launching our a TikTok type of agency where people can hire us to not only give them strategy, but implement. And I didn't want to do that this year because I'm like, if I'm going to do it, we're going to do it well. And so I want to have the right editors, the right people that we've coached for some time before we take on any kind of clients.
That's so good. Specifically when it comes to brands, how do you choose what's the right brand to work with?
For sure. So for me personally, I have a list of brands that I want to work with. That's hands down, like a QuickBooks. I pay them every single month for their software for my own accounting. And so I'm looking at all the companies that I'm currently using that, I can easily speak to. Then I look at companies that I would want to work with, right? Like ethically, I can say, oh, I love this company, yada, 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 right? If something does not make sense for what it is that I do, I don't work with them. So right now, my account has been all about business. And even though I have naturally curly hair, if a brand reaches out that, can take care of my hair care needs, it's like, right now, it doesn't make much sense for me to have that on my account. However, if it's a UGC, like user-generated content, meaning if a hair care brand reaches out and says, hey, we want to pay you $8,000 for a TikTok video, you don't need to post it on your account, we just want the raw file so they can run it as an ad, then I will definitely take something like that, because it's not going to be posted to an audience who says, what? Why is she posting that?
That's so important to focus on too, because it's not just about chasing the money and mm-hmm. and taking everything that comes your way. You have to have that long-term picture of what is going to be the most valuable to your audience.
Yep.
That's where the trust comes in, and that's where real authority and real growth comes from, is when that mm-hmm. that trust is built. So can't agree with you more on that. Mm-hmm. And can you walk us through your funnel? Do you have a funnel in place from how your content? I know. I just want to probe. mm-hmm. They see your content. They love you, Kenya. They want to learn more. They want to sign up for one of your offerings. What's that funnel that you walk people through?
For sure. So our main funnel is a free training. It's called TikTok for Female Coaches. And so if you go to the link in my TikTok bio, you click on that, there's a page, and they're able to get our 15 tips on getting started as a female coach on TikTok. And so when they opt in, they're going to get a PDF, but it's also going to come with a free training that goes along, hey, all the different steps that we talked about. And so what happens in that funnel is they get that free offer. But we also have what we call the TikTok marketing bundle, which is more templates and additional trainings. And that's for $36. So when they get the free offer, immediately there is an offer to the TikTok marketing bundle. If they don't take it, then of course we have what's called an abandoned cart series, where if they click and they don't buy, then the abandoned cart is going to begin to say, hey, we see that you were interested in the bundle, and it's going to pursue them like a man pursues a woman. It's going to pursue them and educate them on why the bundle is amazing, why TikTok, yada, yada, yada. if they do purchase the bundle, then after that, our funnel is then going to offer them our self-paced course, which is $5.97. It's all the things about business, branding, TikTok marketing, sales, influencer deals, and all that, that the funnel will kick in after a little while, and it will start to invite them to purchase that offering. If they don't purchase, then of course, there's an abandoned cart for that. If they do, then it's just going to serve them and educate them on what they just purchased, walk them through what they should be doing. Then after a while, it will say, hey, if you want more one-on-one assistance, those people we will offer a one-on-one call to, because now they know how I think. They have already gone through this process. And so by the time they get on a one-on-one call with me, I'm not convincing them of TikTok or how TikTok works. I'm giving them strategies for revenue growth.
That is so incredible, such a intricate, well-done funnel.
Thank you.
To make sure that you're converting as many people as possible through education. Now, if you feel comfortable sharing, how much revenue have you made from this funnel and from TikTok in general?
Yeah. So the last 2.5 years, we brought in a little bit over $700,000 so far.
Ooh, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Incredible. And is it surprising to you, or did you know that you were going to crush it?
No, I was very surprised, because like when you think about TikTok, you just don't think that it's a way that you're going to generate a significant amount of revenue. You know, I knew TikTok as the baby shark challenge, because back in 2018, my friend Shalene Johnson was doing the baby shark challenge. And so the thought of trends and these creative things in a short video producing that type of revenue is like, it quote unquote doesn't make sense, which is why 99% of the business world is still not on TikTok, because they don't get it. So I'm not surprised today, but I am surprised when I think about where I started with my thought process about TikTok.
What do you think, from all of your years of experience and working with other creators and businesses on the platform, what is the biggest lesson or surprise that you've taken away from your time on TikTok?
Biggest surprise, I would say the value of short, like a hook, you know, the draw in. It's like one of the things recently that I just started doing was being very intentional with like SEO, like with the title. Yeah. Not just that, but like when, if I put a video on YouTube, just like, cause I had heard all the men for the most part talk about like, I post a video and I'm going to change the title. I'm going to do this and I'm going to change it again. And you're like, that's insane. Why would you do that? And I didn't really realize just how much that opening, the description, the text on screen, and that 1 to 2 seconds, just how valuable that amount of time is. I also didn't really understand how valuable the captions were. You know, I've been hearing that for years, and I was aware of the fact that most people watch their videos on mute, right? And it wasn't until, I think it was like the last month or so, that I was like, Kenya, you watch all your videos on mute. Mm-hmm. And you're able to watch things all the way through if a person has captions on their video. And so I think that just really realizing the behavior of a person and me being that intentional and strategic with everything I'm doing in my video is what's going to make my content successful has been the biggest surprise in my mind.
No, that's so good. And TikTok is rolling out more and more functionalities that it's becoming a search engine. It's becoming the search engine of Gen Z and younger demographics. And it's been fascinating to watch that evolution. Yeah. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what other changes or predictions that you're going to, if you could make any, on where the TikTok platform's going over the next couple of years.
The biggest prediction I keep making when I make videos on TikTok, people are fighting me on it, but I'm like, nope, it's happening, is the DM. Because we know that when TikTok, we all first got on TikTok, anybody could send you a DM, and people were complaining to TikTok about all these random DMs. And I was one of those people. And then once I started marketing and realizing that, oh man, it would be great if people can actually send me a DM. I remember one of my videos went super viral and I said, DM me for more information. And I got so many DMs because it was open, but I got so many DMs on Instagram too, because people really wanted to get to me. And then once the DMs closed to only people that followed you, I realized the power that I wanted to have that DM open. Wow. And so when I started seeing with TikTok stories, I was like, wait a minute, this looks familiar. And that's the same route that Instagram took. Instagram was doing what it was doing. Then it got Instagram stories. Then Instagram direct messaging opened up. And I was telling everybody that direct messaging was going to open up for TikTok. And it wasn't until people weren't believing me until you start seeing where it said message request. Mm-hmm. And so now that functionality, the main thing is there. Most people can't get a message request from someone that doesn't follow them yet. But 2 weeks ago, I got a message from somebody who doesn't follow me. I don't follow her. And I got the notification message request. And she asked me for a link for my 3-day TikTok challenge. And I was able to drop that link in there. She could click it and just like that. So I think that that is going to happen very soon. But after that, they're going to be part. They're going to open up APIs to like ManyChat and some of the other ones to have the DM automation, because how do you keep people on the platform? Well, you have to have more opportunities that keep them there on TikTok.
Yeah, so good. I had just gotten the message requests back as well just a couple of weeks ago. So it's definitely coming back, whether it's a slow rollout or regional or however they're doing it. That's definitely coming back. That's very exciting news. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of the inclusion of many chats or some sort of autoresponder. Mm-hmm. So like I have that set up on Instagram. So anybody that sends a DM, they get an automated thing like, here, book a call with me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it works great. It works incredibly well. So I would love to be able to do something like that on TikTok. I think.
Yeah. Cause like one of the big things we have right now on Instagram, and I'm like, every time I see it, I just think he's so happy, is we have like the keyword trigger set up through ManyChat. Yeah. And so like we've been promoting our YouTube channel, and they said, if you're interested and you want to know more about YouTube, just type the word YouTube. And when they type it, it sends them to the YouTube, it gives them a link to the YouTube channel or our challenge or whatever. So that ManyChat.
That's huge. Oh, I got to look more into that. See, that's the real reason I started this podcast. I just like to learn from people. Yeah, that's a great tip. That's huge.
Yeah.
This was so good. I mean, what advice would you have for somebody that is just getting started with their business on TikTok, or maybe you've convinced them to get started? They've listened to a couple episodes. Yeah. The levee is broken. Kenya, you convinced them. Where should people begin, and what advice would you have?
Well, the number one thing I always tell anybody is that once you've kind of set up your profile and all that, you need to go and do a search, not just spend time on the For You feed watching videos, but you're going to want to do a search by clicking on the magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner. Type in one or two words in your industry. So if you are a fitness influencer or if you are a financial guru or whatever it is you do, just type in one or two words and then hit search. And then start binge watching all the content that's coming up. First, you're going to see the most popular videos, and then just start watching how people in your industry are creating content on a TikTok platform. If you see the ones that are working the best, I'm not saying you have to do content exactly like them, but it's helpful for you to see, here's the culture of the platform and here's what's working in my industry. And if you start binge watching that content, you're going to see a theme of what's really working on the platform, and you'll be able to choose where you want to go and where you don't want to go. Because a lot of times people come on TikTok and they start behaving like they're on Facebook, like they're on Instagram. But TikTok has its own culture, its own way of doing things. It's like, we know a sound and what that means and what's supposed to happen next because of the culture. And so I would definitely say do that before you start posting.
Such good advice. Kenya, what are you working on next? I know you said you're in 2023, you're rolling out an agency, but what else do you have going on?
Yeah. So the other thing is I've always wanted to have conferences and I haven't done it. I was going to do one right before COVID hit and I haven't done, you know, planned it since, but I really want to have more like in-person events because I don't just teach people TikTok. I know business systems and funnels, and the minister in me knows that people are hurting, right? Knows that people can only get to a certain level of success if they actually deal with themselves. Right. If they actually get to some level of healing. And so I want to start having those conferences that bring people not just how to make more money, how to have more balance in their lives, but how to make sure that mentally they're not dealing with anxiety and depression and all those things, and giving them tools to be whole and wealthy people.
So, so good. I love the conference scene. Hopefully I'm going to get to meet you in person at one of these conferences.
Absolutely.
I definitely will be at the next social media marketing world in San Diego. So hopefully
I think you're going to get invited. I think you're going to get invited to speak.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a dream come true. That would
Yeah, I do. I do.
That would be, that's wow.
Yeah. You would kill it. Like, yeah.
That would be just incredible. When I was on Mike's show, I threw it out there. I played it that scene. I said, Mike, you know, this is my dream. If you ever need another speaker, like put me in, coach.
He has a way of doing things, and I'm looking and going, I'm pretty sure Austin's gonna be coming on, you know.
That would be really cool. Yeah. Oh, one could hope. One could hope. We'll see.
I'm actually chatting with him today. I'm gonna mention you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, so
I got you.
What good company. Well, Kenya, this was such a pleasure. Every time that we chat, I learn something new from you. Every video I watch, I learn something new from you. Everybody needs to get into your ecosystem, follow you, connect with you, engage with you. Where can people learn more and connect with you if they'd like to learn more?
For sure. So you can always go to my website, kenyakelly.com. But of course, Kenya Kelly on Instagram, on TikTok. And if you want to connect, get a free trainings or all that, everything is going to be on the homepage of kenyakelly.com.
Love that. Love that. Kenya, thank you so much again for doing this. So much value, so much wisdom, so much free knowledge bombs. That's what this is all about. Thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Business Talk. If you feel like you're ready to get started on TikTok, I have a completely free TikTok checklist that you can find in the show notes and description of this episode. If you found this episode inspiring, consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes or your favorite podcast listening platform. I know that's a lot to ask of you, but it really does help the podcast reach more people. Do you have any feedback about the show or a guest you'd like to recommend? Email me at podcast@socialtypro.com. Until next time.